Here's the big news, on which we will hang this next report. It's still oyster season in France. And that is all the excuse we need to take you on the European vacation you didn't have. Oysters have been a popular summer delicacy in France since Roman times, and they're still relished in traditional oyster-producing spots like the village visited by Eleanor Beardsley.
In the villages of the Arcachon Basin, a bay sheltered from the rough Atlantic Ocean, oysters have shaped lives and livelihoods for more than 150 years. At low tide, the flat-bottomed oyster boats lie in the mud, and the receding waters reveal row upon row of racks holding flat iron mesh pillowcase sacks of oysters. Napoleon III developed the oyster industry along the Arcachon Basin in the mid-19th century. That's when the family of this oysterman came here.
Monsieur Revelot Claude, et j'ai 86 ans.
I'm Claude Revelot, I'm 86 years old, and I'm in good health, probably because I have always eaten oysters. We raise and cultivate our oysters for 4 years, from birth to maturity. And we love our oysters just like a farmer loves his animals.
There are still around 350 oystermen like Revelot in Arcachon, which produces 10,000 tons of oysters a year. Free-floating oyster larvae attach themselves to the oystermen's ceramic plates out in the bay and begin to form shells. They're then put into metal mesh sacks where they spend years growing and soaking in the flavors of the sea. Down on the beach, third-generation oysterman Serge Castaing is sorting and cleaning oysters heaped in large wooden crates.
It's great to be an oysterman. You're free and you work in nature. But there seem to be so many crises now. There's going to be more and more young people leaving this profession.
Both Revelot and Castaing were born in the colorful wooden bungalows in the villages that lie among the pine trees along the Arcachon Basin. Now the bungalow beach towns are classified as national heritage sites. In summer, children play in the narrow, sandy lanes separating the cabins, while over their heads, laundry flaps in the breeze. In some places, narrow rail tracks lead into the water, but the wooden rail carts that once hauled the oysters in from the sea now lie abandoned.
Une heure, d'accord. Entendu.
Octogenarian Revelot says he used to peddle his oysters around France and even as far as Brussels and Berlin. Now his grandson has built the business selling to the big supermarket chains. But vacationers still drop in and buy directly from Revelot at his beachfront shack. Parisian Stéphane Marly has brought his own platters to be filled with raw oysters on the half shell. He'll suck them down at lunchtime with lemon wedges and a bottle of chilled white wine. Marley calls the Arcachon Basin a little corner of paradise. I've been coming here on vacation for 50 years, and I've always eaten oysters, he says. Oysters mean vacation. Revelot is opening the oysters, preparing the lunchtime platters. His fingers are gnarled from a lifetime of such work. I ask him how many oysters he's shucked in his life.
Combien d'huîtres dans votre vie?
Mais c'est par million.
It must be in the millions, says Revelot. And with that, he continues to shuck a few more. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in the village of Le Canon, France.
C'est Radio Public Nationale.